We are into the fifth week of Level 5 restrictions. They are meant to end next Wednesday, December the 2nd. So what will happen then? Will all businesses be allowed to reopen ahead of Christmas, or will some remain shut? Others have restrictions on opening. Will it be Level 3 with some further adjustments? Well, there's a week of meetings ahead, Cabinet, NPHET, and today the leaders of the governing parties will hold discussions on how to exit Level 5. We'll hear from an infectious diseases specialist in just a moment. But first, we can join our reporter, Fiacra O'Connor, in Dublin City Centre this morning. Fiacra.
Yes, Audrey, I'm here on Grafton Street in Dublin City Centre. Now, COVID-19 restrictions and the forced temporary closure of thousands of businesses mean it's a quiet morning here compared to the usual hustle and bustle of normal times. But for those who are out and about today, there's one issue on everyone's minds: the potential end of lockdown next week. Now, as you said, the government and NPHET are due to meet over the coming days to decide on whether to ease restrictions tomorrow week in the build-up to Christmas. Among the issues due to be discussed are a possible staggered and winding of the lockdown and a possible return to restrictions as a result in January. It's big news for hard-pressed business owners who need the festive season to survive, and it's equally important for people hoping to have a relatively normal December. But as we'll hear now, public opinion this morning was divided on what to do next.
Should ease them off. Like, people are already pressed out of their heads at Christmas time, like, as it is. So might as well just open up the shops. Not going to make a difference.
I think for retail purposes, they should really, for unemployment, to try and ease that as well, for people's mental abilities too, to help people, do you know that way?
Most of the people are getting the virus as being in gaff parties and stuff like that. So that's where it was all happening. But like, it wasn't happening in the shops. Everyone's wearing their masks and Keona being socially distanced in the shops. So I don't know why they closed shops in the first place.
In regards to my work, I would be very happy if the lockdown has ended, because it'd mean more business for us. But from the health perspective, I'm not sure if we are ready. And maybe it would be better to get the numbers down and then exit the lockdown for good instead of going into another one in January.
Personally, I'd love if they ease them, because my brother's living in LA and I'd love if he could come back for Christmas. I don't think that's going to happen.
I guess the big decision comes down to whether people will actually comply with the lockdown if it continues over Christmas.
I find it hard to believe that people will comply. I mean, it's hard to tell people what to do. Like, I know, like, Stephen's Day, like, is a big thing for people. People are going to be going back home, seeing people, going back to the country from Dublin. They're going to be seeing people that they haven't seen in months and months.
It's such a difficult situation to call, because I know as an island, it's getting worse rather than better, you know. I just think for the 2 weeks leading up to Christmas, I think they should ease restrictions and then Level 5 or lockdown again back early January, you know.
The views of some commuters this morning. Of course, if COVID restrictions are eased, it will have the biggest effect on businesses, shops, pubs and restaurants around the country. In Dublin, the Dublin Town Umbrella Group represents the views of 2,500 of these businesses, and its CEO Richard Guiney joins me now. Richard, NPHET has previously said we need to have less than 100 COVID cases a day to reopen by December 1st. We currently have more than 300 cases a day, so why would we reopen?
Well, December is obviously the most important time of the year. It's the time of the year when consumer-facing businesses will do roughly a third of their annual turnover. And really, it's a matter of survival for many of them. Without being able to trade on the run-up to Christmas, I think some of them will unfortunately close.
Are we at risk of putting businesses before public health? For example, what safety measures are now in place for businesses that weren't in place at the start of this year?
There's a lot. You know, the retail businesses have things like heat sensors, which will tell how many people are in their premises. They have control numbers in terms of coming, how many people can come in. And the restaurants have things like perspex between tables and chairs and hygiene measures. So there's a huge investment has been made in getting COVID ready, and businesses are ready to reopen.
In terms of the views from businesses, is it correct to say that businesses would prefer to open for December, but then face a further lockdown in January or February?
Well, December is the time when they make their money. So if they're not open in December, you know, January is an academic thing for many of them. They'll be closed, unfortunately.
And finally, in terms of some of the issues some people will have seen on social media, there's been a lot of videos going around of a lot of socialising on streets and of drinking on streets. So if pubs and restaurants do reopen, how could that be addressed?
Well, I think, you know, if the pubs and restaurants aren't reopened, we'll have more people socialising within their homes. But certainly, look, the industry itself, and they've made their views known, nobody's more cross if people breach the regulations than the industry themselves. They want, 99% of them want to open and open responsibly, and I really hope that they can do that.
So some big decisions for government and for NPHET over the coming days. Of course, a decision will be made by tomorrow week, that's December 1st, on whether to ease restrictions, COVID-19 restrictions, for the month of December. Until then, that's all from us here, and back to you in the studio.